Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 80th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Nikolaj Arcel and Simon Benneberg, director and actor in Bastarden, the screening hearing competition. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, how is it going? How was the press conference? How do you feel being here?
It's going really well. It was fun. It's always fun. I mean, I've never been to the Venice Film Festival before, so every moment for me is a great joy.
I have to say that while watching the film, it felt extraordinary for me how this captain journey shows you how sometimes life can put you on a totally different path from what you wish for yourself. Maybe it's even better in the case of the captain is a path to love, I would say fatherhood as well. So what do you think? Was that the core of the novel?
Yeah, I think you understand the movie very well. That was kind of the whole theme of the film for me. And the reason why I wanted to make this is really to show and to try to tell something that I experience all the time in my own life, and I think most of us do, which is that we think we have our lives planned out. We have all these dreams and goals. But truly, life is something that just happens quite randomly, and certain choices we make, whether we turn left or right, suddenly there's our future husband or future wife. You know, you never know which direction life is going to take you.
Simon, I know that an actor should never judge his character, but I was for you in this sense, because I tried to find some empathy in your character, but it was actually difficult.
Yeah,
I have to say.
So,
so how was for you
why?
This process? Why?
I do feel pity for him. I also get scared of him, and I also don't like him. And it's a hard job to, I don't know, defend, but explain him. But I do find pity, and I do feel a big pain in him. I think it's also okay to like throw a tomato in his face and tell him that he's an asshole. It's also okay. But I think there is something broken inside him that that I'd love to work with.
In a way, he's looking for love as well.
I mean, yeah, totally.
And after watching the film, while talking to my colleagues, a lot of them have said that this is a classic film. So I wanted to ask you both, do you think it is a classical film, and in which sense?
I really think it is a classic film. I think for me, it's about who you are as a storyteller. And I think that if I had a strange mind, you know, and I was waking up every day with weird ideas about structure and, you know, visuals, I would probably be making very different films. But I make the films that I want to tell and the films that I enjoy, which happens to be very classically told stories. I mean, obviously, we always hope that there's visuals and ideas and characters that are different and you know, that stand out, which I think this film has, and they're complex, you know. But the way we tell the story is old school cinema, which I really, those are the films that I love, you know.
I'm going to see the film today for the first time, actually. And I'm looking really much forward to it. But working on the movie was like maybe my childhood idea of being in a movie was very much like pounded into my face with the costumes, with the horses, with this amazing cast and crew, and working with these people that I really enjoyed working with, pleasure, and yeah.
So you managed to be the villain,
yeah.
The real villain of the story. One last very maybe existential question. You were saying in the press conference that the film and the novel maybe ask a question, Amir, who you want to be in life? Are you ambition? Are you love? But I was wondering, isn't that you understand at a certain point that you can be both? It's just that your definition of success changes.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think the whole idea behind ambition is that in this case, this is a man who wants so badly to be somebody that he almost is not a person, you know. He has no emotions, everything. And of course, it's never good to be just one thing. Perhaps it's good to be only love, I don't know. But the other way, it's not good.
I think that was a beautiful answer.
Thank you so much, Nikolaj Arcel, Simon Benneberg, actor and director of Bastarden screening competition at the 80th Venice International Film Festival. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.